Title: Stereo Collapse Automation Before Drops Intermediate. Alright, let's talk about one of the simplest, meanest tension tricks in drum and bass: stereo collapse right before the drop. Because here's the idea: width equals excitement. So if your build is wide and spacious, then you suddenly take that width away at the last moment, the drop feels like it explodes outward when the stereo image snaps back open. You get impact without needing to slam a limiter or add a bunch of gain. It's psychoacoustics, and it works. In this lesson, we'll set it up in Ableton Live in a clean, reusable way, using mostly stock devices. We'll automate stereo width so the build narrows toward mono over the last 1 to 4 bars, and then the drop hits wide again. First, pick the right targets. Stereo collapse works best on the space in your mix, not the foundations. Great candidates are atmospheres, pads, noise beds, risers, impacts, reverbs and delays, break layers or drum room layers, and the top layer of a reese or distorted bass stack. Stuff to avoid collapsing hard: your sub bass, because it should already be mono most of the time, and your core punch elements like kick and snare. If you mess with those too much, the groove can feel like it loses authority right when you're trying to build energy. Next, do yourself a favor and set up routing so you can automate one thing instead of 12. In Ableton, select the build-related tracks you want to control. Think pads, FX, break layer, hat wash, reese top, anything that's more texture than fundamental. Group them with CMD or Control plus G, and name that group build bus. Optional but powerful, you can also create a drop bus for drop elements, or just leave your drop elements cleaner and let the build do the moving. The main point is, the build gets the tension automation, the drop gets the arrival. Now we need a stereo width control. The most common, most reliable one is utility. On your build bus, add a utility device. You're going to use the width parameter. At 100%, you've got the original stereo width. At 0%, you're fully mono. And yes, you can go above 100% to widen, but don't treat that like a free loudness button. Too much widening can create phase issues and make your mix fall apart in mono. For drum and bass, a solid range is early build around 100 to 130% width, then narrowing down so that right before the drop you're somewhere like 0 to 30%. Then on the drop, snap back to somewhere like 110 to 140%, depending on the style and how busy your mix is. Now let's automate it. Go to Arrangement View and press it to show automation lanes. On the build bus, open Utility, find Width, and choose it in the automation lane. We'll start with a common DNB timing. Automate over the last 2 bars before the drop. Here's a really usable starting shape. At the start of those 2 bars, set width around 120%. 1 bar before the drop, pull it down to around 70%. In the last little chunk, before the drop, like the last third of a bar, pull it down to around 20% or even closer to 0 if it sounds good. And then exactly at the drop, make it jump back up instantly, like 125%. When you draw the curve, don't make it linear unless you want it to feel obvious. A nicer approach is an exponential-ish curve, slow narrowing at first, then it pinches faster near the very end. That last second squeeze is where the tension lies. Now, important coaching note: timing is everything. If you start collapsing super early, like 8 or 16 bars, your listener adapts. The ear goes, okay, this is the new normal. You lose the drama. A lot of the best drops happen with a late pinch, gentle narrowing for a bar or two, then a harder narrowing in the final half bar or quarter bar. Next up, protecting your low end. If your build bus includes bass layers, you need to be careful. Narrowing bass can cause low end smear, phase weirdness, and that why did the bass get smaller? Feeling. The standard move is splitting bass into sub and top. Make a sub track that's basically everything under, say, 120 Hz. Then a bass TVOP track for everything above that. On the sub track, put utility and set width to 0% permanently. Just leave it mono sub, always. Then do your width automation on the bass TDOP or on the build bus, depending on how you've routed things. This way, the tension happens in the stereo layers, while the sub stays stable and confident. Now let's stack a couple optional tension enhancers, because width automation alone is strong, but width plus one extra move is where it gets really DNB. Option 1. Filtering toward the drop. On the build bus, usually after utility, add auto filter. Set it to a high pass filter. Try 12 or 24 dB per octave. Then automate the cutoff up slightly in the last bar. For example, you might go from around 80 or 90 Hz up to 250, 350, even 500 Hz depending on how aggressive the build is. What this does is remove weight right before the drop, so when the drop hits and the filter resets, The low end feels like it slams back in. Again, impact without faking loudness. Option 2. Reverb control. If you've got huge atmospheric reverb in the build, automate the reverb decay down right before the drop, or automate the dry slash wet down. The space shrinking plus the stereo narrowing gives you a claustrophobic tunnel effect. And one more classic trick, a tiny pre-drop volume dip. In the last eighth note or last quarter note before the drop, pull the build bus down like 1 to 3 dB, then let the drop return at full level. Keep it subtle. If it sounds like an obvious duck, it's too much. If it just feels like the floor disappears for a split second, you nailed it. Now, a huge detail that intermediate producers often miss, collapse the returns, not just the sources. If your pad and FX tracks are feeding a big wide reverb return or delay return, your mix can still feel wide even when you narrow the build bus, because the return is still spraying stereo information everywhere. So check your return tracks. If you have a reverb return and a delay return, consider putting a utility on those returns too, and automate their width down in the build. Sometimes you collapse the returns even more aggressively than the sources. That's how you get that room closes in feeling. Another coach note. Narrowing can be a mix cleanup moment. When you addition the final bar with the width almost mono, you'll reveal problems you didn't notice when everything was wide. Pats that disappear when centered. Chorus heavy bass tops that go hollow. Stereo risers that suddenly dominate the midrange. So loop that last bar before the drop, narrow it, and do quick fixes. Adjust levels, tweak EQ, reduce whitening, or choose a different layer. This is one of those moments where a small fix makes the whole drop feel more professional. Now, what about making the drop wide without wrecking mono compatibility? The safe approach is, keep core drums mostly centered. Let width come from hats, shakers, rooms, overhead layers, FX tails, and stereo textures that are high-passed so they don't mess with the body. A nice Ableton trick is to take a hat or shaker return, high-pass it, then use utility and push width to like 150% on just that airy layer. That way you get excitement without making the mix hollow. If you want a pro-feeling arrival, try a drop width bloom. At the exact drop moment, return to normal width immediately so the punch is clean. Then over the next beat or two, widen slightly more, like an extra 10 to 20%, then settle back. It feels like the track opens up after the impact. Now let's cover a more advanced alternative if full band mono starts sounding weird on busy material like breaks. Instead of brute force collapsing everything, you can collapse mostly the sides. Use multi-band dynamics in mid/side mode on your build bus. Then reduce the side channel gain or compress the side channel harder as you approach the drop. This can sound cleaner and more controlled, especially for techie, rolling DNB where you want the mid to stay forward and nasty, while the sides tuck in. You can even make it dynamic, sidechain the side compression using a build percussion loop or a little 1/8-note pulse, so the sides breathe tighter as the build accelerates. That's a really slick, rhythmic kind of narrowing. Another advanced variation, frequency-dependent collapse. You can build an audio effect rack on the build bus with three chains, low, mid, high, split using EQ8. Put utility only on the mid and high chains. Then automate the high width to collapse the most, the mid width moderately, and leave the low mostly unchanged. That keeps the mix from getting center clogged and tends to create fewer phase surprises. Now before we wrap, let's do the grown-up part, mono checking. Put a utility on your master and use it as a mono toggle. You can map a key or a macro to switch width between 100% and 0%. Then listen. When you go mono, check if breaks lose punch, if the reese loses body, if hats vanish, or if the whole groove changes shape. If stuff disappears, you've likely got too much widening somewhere, or you've collapsed something that relied on facey stereo tricks to exist. The goal isn't perfect mono at all costs. The goal is, mono doesn't fall apart, and stereo gives you the excitement. Quick practice exercise you can knock out in 15 minutes. Load a basic rolling DNB loop, kick and snare, hats, a break layer, a re-split into sub and top, and some Atmos plus a noise riser. Group your Atmos, riser, break layer, and re-stop into a build bus. On that build bus, add utility and auto filter. Over the last two bars, before the drop, automate utility width from about 120% down to about 20%. Automate the auto filter high pass from around 90 Hz up to around 350 Hz. At the drop, snap both back. Width returns to around 125%, filter returns to normal, then mono check on the master and adjust until the groove still feels solid. Export a 16-bar clip, 8 bars of build into the drop, and label it Stereo Collapse Test 01. Keep it as a template idea you can reuse. Final recap. Stereo Collapse is a tension move. Narrow the build, widen the drop. Utility width automation on a build bus is the fastest clean setup. Keep sub mono, avoid destabilizing kick and snare. Enhance the moment with a little high pass filtering, reverb tightening, or a micro volume dip. And always check mono so you don't accidentally trade impact for phase problems. If you tell me your build length and what's playing in your last two bars, I can suggest exact breakpoints for a late pinch curve that matches your phrasing and hits right on the drop.